Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey folks, this is Jason Lewis, the producer of the From the Shadows podcast. I just want to remind you about our website, fromtheshadowspodcast.com. We have a Facebook page. We would appreciate it if you like and follow. Also, join our discussion group on Facebook called After the Shadows. We have a Twitter feed. Please follow us on Twitter. It can be found with @podcast_from. Follow us on Instagram at From the Shadows Podcast. We have a YouTube channel. Go to the search bar of YouTube and put From the Shadows Podcast, and please subscribe to that channel. We are also on the Odyssey Radio Network, and we can be found there at odyssey1.com. We're still on the traditional podcatchers that everybody loves to listen to us on. We get a lot of feedback, so please rate the podcast and communicate with whether you're on Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, or Google Podcasts. We're there, and we appreciate it when you leave comments for us. We also have a Patreon page. It can be found at www.patreon.com/from the shadows. You can receive books, stickers, coffee mugs, and special content just for our Patreon subscribers. Check it out for yourself and see what packages that we have to offer. Well, that's all I have for you right now, folks. And thanks for being a part of the From the Shadows podcast family. So with that being said, let's get this episode started.
So, Howler, we've recovered from Thanksgiving. We've recovered from Jason's near-death experience. And now we're getting into the Christmas season. And I kind of want to... We should start celebrating, right? Don't you think? Since we're getting into the Christmas.
Yeah, I suppose, right? I mean, yeah.
I mean, so a couple weeks ago, we mentioned our, I guess he's a former
super fan. No, he's always going to be a super fan to me.
Is he going to always be a super
fan? He's always going to be a super. I mean, I know he wants to give that title up. Right, in your correspondence with him, he wants to give that up. Didn't that what he said? What did you tell me exactly? Because my fans want to hear exactly what he said. You can't remember.
Well, it's something about we shouldn't give up on him. Shouldn't give up so fast on him.
On him something being a super fan or not being a super fan?
About the supposed evidence that we were presented.
Oh, because let me give that back to the viewers or the listeners here. He is upset that we did not take his Bigfoot. You and the judge.
Me and the judge.
Be the judge. I mean, that's the whole. I mean, it's in his name, right? You guys did not take his Bigfoot.
Pictures. Well, I don't even know if it was. I don't even know if there wasn't Bigfoot pictures. It's just trail cam pictures.
Hey, let me tell you something. I had a boss. I had a boss that spent the majority of his life in Washington, D.C., and when he got out into the country to be my boss, he used to say, perception is reality, right? So,
yep.
You know what I mean? So even though we did not take somebody's complaint seriously, he believed, if they believed it, it was real. Does that make sense?
And I can't, well, yeah, yeah. And
the
I think
rabbit
it's
hole of...
I think it's unfair.
Of some of the stuff these people thought was, you know, sometimes they felt they were being trespassed upon when they weren't. You know what I mean?
But I think
let's face it. I mean, I hate to say this, but it irks me here, and I happen to be looking at the blackjack on my desk. Okay.
Yeah.
And The listeners of a certain age will know what a blackjack is.
Okay. And it ain't 21.
It ain't And jokingly, one time they people complained about how we interacted with him, and I said, I didn't bring my blackjack, and the people I was with, half of them were under 30 and didn't even know what blackjack was. And I thought, now that's a hell of a thing to say, because my 12-year-old kid, when he was 10, was at school, and they were talking about corporal punishment and does your dad hit you or something like, it was like a safe child briefing.
Yeah.
Do you God, have guns where, in the house?
Where was that when I was?
Maybe growing. He was. I tell you what, it was probably when he was 8 or 9, when I still lived in Minneapolis. But it came to the point where he told the teacher his daddy hit him with a blackjack. And she was a young enough teacher. She didn't know what a blackjack was, so she asked the school resource officer. And he said, well, I doubt it. She goes, serious? And he goes, well, is he bleeding? Is he knocked out when he gets here? You know? How's his test score?
The blackjack, the ultimate study guide.
Yes. So, needless to say, if it was his perception that was Bigfoot, you know what I mean? I used to spend a lot of time with a group of guys that swear this bass was 5 pounds, whether it was or not, right?
Yeah.
So, if that's Bigfoot, by golly, I believe it.
Well, it wasn't about Bigfoot, and the judge and I did take this particular gentleman seriously. There's just nothing we could do, and when the judge did offer to come out and do an investigation, he was he was kind of like, oh, you can't do that. So your hands kind of get tied, and you can't start presenting stuff as, hey, this is real stuff, when our perception is we don't know what the reality really is. Okay. We don't know, how those pictures were taken, where they were taken.
Whenever he extended that, he extended the evidence out there, but when you wanted to review the evidence, he withdrew it.
Yes. I would say that is a fair assessment. So,
well, hold on a second. What was that Harry and the Hendersons? I mean, if you really had Bigfoot at home, would you let the outside world know?
Well,
I think that just gives you more credence.
You keep going back to Bigfoot. He was not claiming. There was no claim about Bigfoot.
Was it a Sasquatch, or what was the picture of?
There was, we don't know. Like, it looked, it looked like fog. It looked like water droplets, maybe. I mean, you couldn't tell. It wasn't, there was no claim that there was Bigfoot, though. But needless to say, we're going to celebrate. Now, it's not that we're going to celebrate that, we had a misunderstanding with the super fan, but we want to celebrate some of our fans that really do like us, who have reached out.
Regardless of what we say.
Yeah, regardless of what they say.
Yeah.
And I found it funny that, because, yes, we do get people like this that, for whatever reason, they just want to rail on us. Okay? That's society today. And I had a lady, I think her first name is Marguerite, who
Margaret or Margarita?
Marguerite, I think. I don't Marguerite. Think it's Margaret. Marguerite. And
Margarette.
On the Sasquatch Chronicles fan page, said some guy asked if anybody listened to our podcast, wanting to see if what people think, because some people like us. And when you get to the Sasquatch Chronicle fans, some of them really don't like us because we're not like the guy who hosts Sasquatch Chronicles.
Do you mean we're not like him?
You're
not like him.
We do our paranormal show. It's more of like a conversation with the guest. He does a great job of he has guests on. He lets them talk, and then he'll ask them some questions. Whereas we, like when I'm talking to, with Jason and I, and when the judge is with us, we're talking to people with a paranormal story. we approach it as like we're people listening to the story in the car or in their home or whatever. And at that time, when you're listening to the story, there's questions that come to mind. Okay. And we'll blurt out, like we'll interrupt the guest in the flow of the conversation, trying to put ourselves in the shoes of the people listening, like, and ask questions. Like if I'm listening and there was something I wanted to know, like, weren't you scared or did you crap your pants or something like that? You know, that's what I'm going to ask. Some people don't like that, you know, and that's fine. But don't compare us to somebody else to the point where you just don't like us because we're not like that other person, you know, and that's what they do. And so, and whatever. Okay. Well, some lady was railing because she didn't like our sense of humor. And she might have been listening to me and you. She might have been listening to me and Jason. Didn't like my corny jokes. Your Midwest Midwest sensibility.
You said you did not. Hold on a second. Time out here. You said you didn't know which she was listening to. Yet now you think I'm the unfunny one? First of all, I don't joke about anything. Everything I talk about is dead serious. I mean, I tell criminal justice, cutting edge law enforcement stories. I mean, do you think public safety is funny? Is that what this is? Maybe I can agree with her.
You know? Well, either way, I didn't want to let you out of the criticism. So anyway, so this lady, this Marguerite, said, ironically, that she started listening to us because this lady did not like, was questioning our sense of humor. And this lady loves our sense of humor, whether it's, you know, yours, mine, Jason's, whoever. It's certainly not Jerry's, but anyway, I digress. But so you know, I want to celebrate her for giving us a chance based on somebody else telling us that we sucked. So she gave us a chance and she liked us. So there you go.
Well, I think John Lennon said it best, right? Give love a chance.
I don't know. Did John Lennon say that?
Didn't he?
I don't know. You know, I on my way home tonight from the horse barn, I had it on the 80s channel, and I heard Watching the World Go Round. And it took me back as a kid when he was shot. And
that's right. I remember being on the school bus the day after he was shot.
And because I was born in 70, so I kind of missed the real, you know, any of the Beatles stuff. And he really didn't do a whole lot of stuff through the 70s, I don't think. So I was just kind of discovering who he was. And then, boom, he's gone. Like that album that he had with that song on it, he was kind of, I think maybe they called it sort of a comeback. And boom, he's dead. Which, by the way,
that no pun intended, right?
No pun intended.
Because I think it's really boom, 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 and he's dead. But
well, I don't know. Wasn't it like Mark David Chapman, the guy that shot?
Guy with three first names. No, I don't know. You know.
Hey, what? You know, who was I talking to the other day that you're either a serial killer or a country singer with three names?
Aren't they the same? One's killed somebody, one hasn't.
Well, maybe somebody's killed.
Maybe I don't know. But yeah, I can remember. I can remember the school bus like it was yesterday.
Well, and I think that as a kid.
Do you know where he was shot? Besides in the back?
Well, he was shot in front of the
The Dakota
Hotel. Where Dakota. But
that's right.
The book that Chapman had in his pocket was Catcher in the Rye, right?
Is that right?
I believe it was Catcher in the Rye, which is a great book. I don't know if you've ever read it. I'm assuming.
Oh, heavens no. Are you kidding me?
You've never read it? You're such
a why would I read Catcher in the Rye, man? We had real books where I was from.
That is a real book.
Who wrote that? What's it about, Catcher in the Rye?
J.D. Salinger wrote it. You've never read Catcher in the Rye?
No, I read Heart of Darkness in my school. What I mean, I don't know that Louis L'Amour. That's what we grew up with in the Bible, for heaven's sakes.
The Bible.
You know, that's the books we read where I'm from.
Catcher in the Rye is a great American classic piece of literature.
You can't even tell me the plot.
Well, the plot is I'm trying to.
My computer's going slow for some reason.
I don't want to bore our listeners who know this.
According to our super ex former super fan. Now hold on a second. Now I think the super fan is like being a U.S. Marine, right? Once you're a Marine, you're always a Marine. You know, there's no ex Marines or former Marines. What do they call that? Okay. Once you're a full super fan, you're always a super fan no matter what you do, right? So according to our super fan, that's why we're losing audience share. It's because our terrible your inability to get guests on your part of the podcast. And I don't think he said anything bad about me, but
you said something about him blowing out our candle. And I don't think he liked that. But I think it's because he didn't get the analogy.
Candle in the wind? Well, I don't know.
Anyway, Catcher in the Rye is a great book. And I think
theme of angst, alienation, and critique on the superficiality of society. Sounds like today's Twitter. Maybe.
Well, the book was banned for many years.
Sex and depression, and
I think there's like talk of suicide and stuff. And I mean, the real thing is I think you get to the end of the book and there's a question as to whether any of it really happened. Whether the character in the book. Any of this really happened, or he is in like an institution imagining this, because it's kind of like him like leaving school and just going on kind of an adventure to get back home during a break or something. So it is a very interesting book. I mean, it's not written very formally, so it's kind of schizophrenic in a way that it's written, I guess. There's a way you could look at it, which kind of goes to with that the person's crazy that is actually the narrator of the book. So it was an interesting book.
I probably won't be reading it.
I think you'd like it.
I doubt it. You know what I mean? I doubt it anymore. I can't. Ever since I got this smartphone about 10 years ago, I can't do anything but look at it. I quit reading hardly anything.
Well, I took Izzy and I and Chrissy went to see the new Ghostbusters movie.
Okay. They redid it a third time?
No, they didn't redo it a third time. This is the third installment.
This is the women Ghostbusters, right?
No, it's not the women Ghostbusters. That was the last one.
Okay, I'm listening. What's the punchline? You took Izzy to see Ghostbusters.
Went to see Ghostbusters. I was getting back to the whole smartphone thing. Okay. So it's hard for me to watch a movie now because to commit a couple hours to watching a movie, I can just bring up the movie on Wikipedia and read the plot. And see what the movie is and not waste my time. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I was going to start doing a weekly movie review tomorrow or last time. Remember me talk offline about that? I saw The House of Gucci the other day, and you're not going to look at your phone when House of Gucci's playing, I guarantee you.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. But if anybody's fans of the first and second Ghostbusters and was totally appalled by the women's Ghostbusters, not that it was with women, it just was a poorly written movie. I think this new one is gets it back on track, so to speak. It was a very, very, very nice movie. But my point was, is that, you know, with the smartphone, it's just as easy to skip the whole movie and go and read about the plot. And then it takes like 5 minutes. I don't know. Is that our movie review for the week?
No, I don't know if that's our movie review or not. I was gonna, what we were gonna do is mention our fans and super fans.
Okay.
And I told you, you remember that's what we were gonna do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember? Isn't that what we decided we were gonna do? Because anyway, you know, I had a guy from back in the sticks reach out to me this week. I'm putting him as my number one super fan.
Now, why are why are you making him your number one super fan? How is
because
that?
Because he PM'd me in a way that showed me that he was able to find me and PM me, and he's a good old boy from Missouri. You know, he's down here in Hartville, so that's not too far from me.
And, so he was able to peel back the curtain.
The layers of the onion is what the feds used to say, which I hated that, but whatever. It was their world, not mine. I was just living in it. And he was able to peel back the. We intersected at a juncture, and he was able to say, find out that's me, dude. You're the howler.
So he did some investigative work, or was it by accident that he discovered?
Or he could read one or the other. I mean, I don't know. It's common. It's pretty common. Now, most of the people associated with me in my hometown don't, but some people do, I suppose.
So he was able to figure out your true identity, is what you're saying. LeClark.
He hit me up, and I told him, I said, you're the only person who has ever PM'd me and mentioned that podcast. He goes, you got to be kidding me. And I said, nope. Nobody has ever mentioned it.
That's kind of amazing. That's kind of amazing that nobody on social media has been able to figure that out.
And then I was thinking, maybe what it could be is, do you remember the great Clint Eastwood movie, The Unforgiven?
Yeah.
Okay. And in the very beginning, English Bob is telling the writer on the train, because somebody had shot the president. They must have been talking about Lincoln, or who's the fat guy that gets shot after Lincoln? Garfield? Wasn't he from Ohio?
Yes, but did Garfield get shot?
I think he got shot but didn't die, or died late or something. Anyway, all that to say is English Bob was saying, you know, if you had somebody like a king, people would be in such awe that they couldn't shoot him. Does that make sense? If you watch Unforgiven, you'll see him talk about that. I don't remember the guy that played English Bob on that show, but anyway, and I thought maybe that's what it is. There is a pedestal.
They're in such awe of the Ozark Howler.
People have put the howler on that they're almost too scared to reach out to me. Does that make sense?
Well, I hear what you're saying. I'm not sure it makes sense, but
you know, or I come off unapproachable.
You're unapproachable.
I'm unapproachable.
Listen, I think it's totally the opposite. I think the people that listen to this part of the show, I think that's exactly why they listen, because you sound very approachable. I think if everybody had a chance to sit down, have a cup of coffee, go to lunch with the howler, I'm sure that's what they'd want to do.
Saying I want to eat lunch with everybody. I'm just saying that.
I didn't say you did. I said they wanted to eat lunch with you.
Know that. I mean, they might think it, but there's. I mean,
that's all matters, right?
You know,
perception. Hey. Their perception is reality.
It could be.
On their trail cam, you do not appear as a puff of smoke. you appear as a very clear picture of someone they can relate to. How about that?
What are we going to talk about today? Branson or Christmas lights or?
Yeah, tell me about your trip.
I forgot what we were.
Tell me about your trip to Branson.
Yeah, I went down to Branson, saw the lights. All you people have been to Silver Dollar City, and if you haven't been to Silver Dollar City for Christmas, you need to go.
Why is that? I mean,
they have a Christmas themed celebration with about a. He told me there was 340,000. They said there was 340,000 lights on the big Christmas tree. Now, I don't know how that is, but I would say they're pretty correct because they had the ability to, the LED lights on the tree changed colors, and they made, little outlines of people and things. I don't know how they do that. Computers of some sort. And it really, I'm telling you, I never talk politics, right? Ever talk politics.
No.
Ever.
No. Just me. Just me and you on our
offline.
We'll talk,
offline. I'm just barely gonna put my toe in the water here, and hopefully Tim Loveless don't get upset with what I'm about to say. But I took a picture and I almost tweeted because they're moving 3,000 Afghan refugees to Branson, Missouri, where the Beverly Hillbillies were from. Other than they're both mountain folk, I guess, the Pushtun Mountains versus the Ozark Mountains. I really don't know the thought process in that. And as 10,000 guests were reciting Silent Night under a million light bulbs, I took a picture and I almost tweeted it. There's something about the Afghans or something, you know what I mean? And I had my teenage son with me and I said, dude, can you believe that they're going to bring 3,000 Afghanis down here? How do you think that's going to turn out? And he succinctly said, Allah Akbar. And I said, that's what I'm afraid of. So I don't even know where I'm going with that, but if you get a chance, I've been to Branson twice since I moved back about 3 years ago, and it's just a great, absolute great place. I think I told you they had some theaters. We should have a theater show down there of some sorts.
I wonder how many people would travel to Branson for. You said there were some vacant theaters. Maybe we can rent out a theater. Or we can do a theater show.
Maybe, hopefully, I mean, do it in the summertime. We can go bass fishing down there. We could have a From the Shadows podcast bass tournament, right?
Oh, yeah, it'd be great. And a barbecue.
And a barbecue. Fish fry. That's right, fish fry.
there you go, fish fry.
Yes.
I'd be all for that. I mean, I'm not a very good fisherman, but, I'm a good eater.
See, that's the deal. That's where the segues into the beginning of the show, right? If you feel that bass weighed 5 pounds, it was a 5-pounder, Shane. So even if your pictures don't turn out right, if you think that's what it was, that's what it is.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. That's right. Merry Christmas.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the From the Shadows podcast. Until next time, never shy away from the darkness or what may be lurking in the shadows. We are out.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.